Welcome to another Dairy Fresh edition of TwaTech Radio. This is Coder365, I'm going to be enlightening everyone about Shoutcast and what it can do for you and how useful it is and all that good technological crap that nobody understands. Anyway, so Shoutcast, it's this music server, right? You upload stuff to it and it distributes everything across either an internal network or the entire internet or whatever you decide to choose. So, a little background information. Shoutcast was released by Nullsoft back in June of... I don't know what month it was, but anyway, back in 1999. And it's this music server, as I stated before, I know. It's this music server that allows you to pretty much broadcast media of any sort. A lot of the internet radio stations, in fact, if you go to shoutcast.com, shoutcast.com, you can find a whole bunch of stations to listen to. You can download this stuff, which is good because it allows you to set up one, and I'm going to go through the steps of installing it on your Linux box here before too long. The Windows stuff is self-explanatory, but anyway, so it allows you to stream stuff. It's really cool. A lot of internet radio stations use it. I think Binary Revolution uses it, but I can't be sure. I know a lot of people use it. It's real neat. In fact, I have it right here next to me, and it's quite nice. I like it real well. So I'm going to go through the steps of installing it on your Linux box. So, what you're going to need to do is go download this stuff from shoutcast.com, click on the download links, go grab the installation for your operating system. I'll be focusing on Linux. Get the tar.gz if you're going to do a Linux installation. Go ahead and download that. When you download it, what you're going to need to do is create some sort of directory somewhere. You're going to have to do this as root. So create some sort of directory somewhere. I just did it in the root of the entire box, so I just created a directory called slash shoutcast. Well, let me back up a bit. What you're going to need to do is do a gunzip .slash whatever the tar.gz file name is. And when that's done, it'll create a directory with everything in it. Now, if you'd like, you can just rename it to Shoutcast, but if not, that's okay. It should be like shoutcast.2.20.whatever. It's the entire file name. You don't have to worry about much. But anyway, so you're going to navigate into the directory, and you're going to edit the configuration file. I just use VI, so if you're going to use VI, you can use VI space SC. I'm not sure what it is. Use your tab key. It can help. But anyway, you're going to find the configuration file and edit it to your needs. And then when you're ready, you can go ahead and start up the Shoutcast installation, or the Shoutcast server. It's real simple. Oh wait, crap. I'm sorry. Okay, once you do the gunzip or whatever it is to the package, you're gonna want to do a tar minus X, X, V, F, I believe, and extract it, and then that'll create the directory, and you can go on and configure this. You know, you can configure everything and get the server up and running. I forgot a step there, sorry. But anyway, once you get the server up and running, it's pretty much self-explanatory. If you've SSH'd into your box, you can close the window. It doesn't matter. It'll stay up. And then on the Winamp side, all you need to do is go get the Shoutcast plugin. There's more details on the website. It's pretty self-explanatory. Put it into your Winamp player. And get everything working there. Create a playlist and play it, and it should upload to the server. And then you can connect to the server from another machine or over the internet or whatever. And you should have a Shoutcast server up and running. It's really simple. There's nothing too hard about it. You know, it's really cool. So that's how you set up a Shoutcast server. I encourage everyone to do it. Just kind of play around with stuff. It's real neat to listen to. It's pretty cool. And what you need to do is go get it. Get an old whatever box. I have a Gateway P3 500 sitting here. It's my asterisk machine. It just works great, you know. Do what you need to do and kind of mess around with this a little bit. It's kind of cool. So, it's going to be a short episode. I hope you enjoyed it. So, until next time. Later, everybody.
Across northern lower Michigan, skies ranged from clear to partly cloudy. It was 63 at Mount Pleasant, 54 at Alpena, and 50 at Traverse City. In the Upper Peninsula, Sault Ste. Marie was 57.